Welcome back to Fictional Men Written by Women, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. This week, we are listening to the next episode of Truth or Dare. The entire audiobook, Truth or Dare, is available right now on the Dipsy app. So if you can't wait to hear next week's drop and you want to hear more episodes we're never going to release here, please download the Dipsy app. You can use code FICTIONALMEN to get 30 days free at dipsystories.com. That's dipsestories.com/fictionalmen. Truth or Dare is one of the spiciest audiobooks on Dipsy, and this drop certainly does not disappoint. With these characters and this setup, we get to play with some really intense and thrilling themes around power and dominance and control and exhibitionism. When you have an episode like this, which is playing with this core desire of I don't want to be her, but I'm in public, it is really challenging as producers and creators of this kind of content to understand and properly place the volume of the voices in the space. There's a really challenging thing to hit here, which is the volume of Nadia and Quentin's voices, their breaths, their moans. How it interacts with the volume of the crowd that we hear clapping and reacting to the play that's on stage, the volume of the play itself, and then all of these sort of immersive cinematic experience of the clothes rustling, you hear them moving against each other, and all that has to sort of hit this sonic experience that makes you feel like they're being quiet enough that they're not getting caught, but they're right at the edge of it. I think we thread that needle perfectly in this episode, but I'll let you listen and decide for yourself. So here it is, episode 3 of Truth or Dare.
The ticket came sealed in a plain white envelope. My name was written on the front, but there was no return address. I knew who sent it before I even saw the note inside. See you Sunday. Wear something nice. A theater attendant showed me to my seat.
Right this way.
My chest felt tight as she pulled the curtain back. Both seats were empty. Are you sure this is correct?
33B, yep, that's you.
It was impossible to get seats to this show, but we had a private box jutting out over the stage. Velvet curtains sectioned off the space. It was lavish, even for Quentin. No one would be able to see us here. I peered over the banister, my eyes searching through the rows of seats below, when I felt his presence. His soft kiss on my neck set sparks off under my skin.
I was watching you.
I thought you might be. He stood at the edge of the balcony with me, his palm rubbing painfully slow circles on my arse. The theater thrummed with a quiet electricity. I felt it too. I gripped the railing tight to keep my hands from shaking. Quentin glanced down. He never missed anything.
Do all of these people make you nervous?
They should.
You know I'm not going to make it easy for you.
I hope not.
Don't get too confident.
Why not? He slid his hand up the back of my thigh. I held my breath as he inched higher.
That's why.
I glanced around the theater, expecting someone to be looking. He took his seat, wordlessly flipping through the playbill. I sat, squeezing my hands in my lap, wringing them together and hoping it would distract me from the ache. The heat between my legs was already difficult to ignore. I could feel Quentin watching me, but I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of looking. Instead, I focused on the stage. The first scene passed without him touching me. He didn't even try to hold my hand. Then the next scene ended, then the next. My body was on edge, tensing even the slightest movement.
You're not a very good actress, Nadia. You do this thing with your mouth, purse your lips, like you're trying to hold your words back. It's quite obvious. I know you want to beg me, but you've got too much pride for that. It's a pity, really. All you'd have to do is ask.
He tiptoed his fingers up the inside of my thigh, stopping when he got to the top of my leg. He brushed his thumb along the crease of my hip. His touch was light, but it was torturous. My clit felt tighter the closer he got. Quentin.
Nadia.
He brushed his knuckles over the fabric, tracing the shape of my lips through the cotton. I thought he might be able to feel the pulsing. He kept his eyes fixed on the stage, so I followed suit. Only the feeling of him was in sharp focus. Please.
Please what?
Please touch me.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it?
He pressed down on my clit with two fingers and then released, teasing me over and over. I fought to keep my eyes open.
I can keep going like this. Touching you softly. Just teasing. I can feel you getting so wet through the fabric.
It was so quiet that my own breath suddenly seemed louder. Quentin slipped his fingers under the seam of my underwear. He wasn't gentle anymore. I had to bite my lip to keep the sound from slipping out. He held his hand there, completely still. It was cruel. My whole body tensed around him. If I let go, I might come apart, like a glass shattering under pressure. I kept my breath steady, but hot tears stung the edges of my eyes, my desire spilling over wherever it could. Please. He curled and uncurled his fingers slowly, gripping the front of me, and then letting go. With each squeeze, my orgasm was building, like a wave hovering at the top of a crest.
Oh, I know it's hard for you to hold back, but I want you to control yourself just a little longer.
He knelt in front of my seat, the front wall of the balcony blocking him from view. He pushed my knees apart and trailed his mouth up the inside of my thigh. When his tongue slipped under the elastic of my underwear, I had to bite down on my hand to keep quiet.
Careful, Nadia.
He pushed his tongue inside me, swirling around the wettest part of me, then started working on my clit, feather-soft strokes. Then back down the part of my lips. Right when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, he pushed his fingers back inside me. With each thrust, I felt the theater recede, all my focus on his tongue pressing faster and faster against my clit. Release ripped through me. I had to dig my nails into the armrest to keep the pleasure from contorting my body. He sat back down as the lights for intermission came up, smiling politely like nothing had happened.
You're fucking incredible. I don't think I can wait until the show's over. Meet me downstairs. I'll find us some place we can be completely alone.